Okay, we are up to the second parak here in Maseches Tumura, Daf Yudalad, Yesh Bekarbanas Yachid, as we continue here in Maseches Tumura, and we pick up with the last topic that was mentioned in the Mishnah at the end of the previous parak. Previous parak had limitations on the topic of Tumura. Birds and Menachos, Karbanas Mincha, are not subject to Tumura. Tzibur and Shutfin cannot create Tumura. We had the discussion yesterday about whether there is an Isser. We know the Rambam counts a losase by Tzibur and Shutfin, does not count a losase by Ofos and Menachos. Why is that? But either way, that's the reality. That's the Metzias. Tzibur and Shutfin, though, cannot create Tumura. So the Mishnah here, the beginning of the parak, builds off on that chiluk between Yachid and Tzibur, and then generalizes the discussion between Yachid and Tzibur. As we'll see, today's daf has one or two Shas topics that come up, and there's a Tosis quoted here that is crucial for every day of our davening, as we will see. Okay, yesh b'karbanas yachid she'ein b'karbanas hatzibur. There are halachas that apply to a carbon yachid that does not apply to a carbon tzibur. The yesh b'karbanas hatzibur she'ein b'karbanas hayachid, and the opposite. There are rules and regulations for every category of karbanas. Kachi kalim, kachi kachim. Baal chet or lo baal chet. He has another chiluk, yachid and tzibur. What are differences between yachid and tzibur? Shekarbanas hayachid osin tmura. So that's why this is here. The first difference, carbon yachid, one can create tumura with a carbon yachid. The yachid can't create, as we know, we need the bialim. The yachid can create tumura with a carbon yachid. Ve'ein carbon es hatzibur osed tumura. But carbon tzibur cannot create tumura, as we saw on yesterday's daf, and now this Mishnah repeats it, because it's going to have other differences. Carbon es hayachid, noah goes, bein b'zachar and bein b'nekeva. A carbon yachid can be a zachar or a nekeva, as we'll see exactly what this means in the Gemara. But pashas it means carbon yachid, an ola is a zachar, a chatos is a nekeva. Carbon yachid can be bein zachar b'nekevas. We'll see. The Gemara is going to understand this to mean, is there a carbon yachid that can be both? As we'll see. Bein b'zachar bein b'nekevas, v'de carbon es hatzibur, ein anogun ela b'zachar. All carbon hatzibur are males, are zacharim. Almost all carbon hatzibur are olos. An ola is always a zachar. So there's nothing to talk about. But there's another one Rashi adds, as we know, the kifsei atzeres, the shlamim that are brought on shuas along with the shtei halachim, those are all also carbon tzibur. Those are the only shalmi tzibur that we have, and those are also zacharim. Those are also zacharim, as first Rashi in the parak says, ruban olos va'ola zacharhu, as we said, v'ein tzibur mevi'in shlamim el kifsei atzeres de zacharimim v'chatos shelohen se'irim, and the chatos of a tzibur par helam davar shal tzibur v'chatos in Yom Kippur, they're all goats, they're all males, v'siv b'kulhu v'se'ir chatos echad. So all of them are males for a carbon tzibur. Carbon is hayachid, chayavin bachar yuz, and that's another difference. Carbon yachid is zacharim and a kevas, carbon tzibur is only zacharim. Carbon is hayachid, next difference, chayavin bachar yuzon. So what does chayav bachar yuz here mean in this context? Chayavin bachar yuzon, Rashi, klomar, yesh mehen me'osan shakavua lahem zman, shafilu avar zmanam, chayavin ba'alach rivan. There are those that have a set time, and even after the set time, if I didn't bring it in the set time, I still have to bring it. I'm chayav bachrayis. Chayav bachrayis usually just means the difference between neder and nedava. Here it means something a little bit different. And that is that I have to make it up if I already lost the optimum time to bring the carbon. Chayavin bachar yuzon when it comes to a carbon yachid. So for example, Rashi says, in olas yoledes, yoledes has to bring her karbanas after she is the tfulas yom aruch, after the 40, day 80, for karbanas mitzora, or the karbanas mitzora on day 8, right, a mechusri kapara. Zav zav yoledes mitzora. Interesting, Rashi quotes those two, right? Yoledes and mitzora. But all of those, yacholach rivolacherzman, you can bring it after the first time that you would be able to bring it. Rashi is mashma that the day 8 and the earliest time would be the best time to bring it, right? It sounds like that diak, right? So the Brisker Rav points out here in his commentary that it sounds that way from Rashi, the first Brisker Rav here in this parak, v'tzarachian, lomar lo amar gamkin chatos yoledes. First he points out, why does Rashi only say olos yoledes? What about the chatos? V'karbanes mitzorim, avar shmini shalo, yacholak rivolach rizman. U'muchach midvarav elu, diyesh mitzvah lahakrib bishmini shalo, dezen nechshav kavua lo zman. V'lo rak demi yom hashmini, kasher lo havi karbanosav. Ela da hazman, hu biyom hashmini. You could do a dayed viacharkachu mishum de lo batal karbano chayav bachri yuso. Then you can bring it afterwards, but it's clear from these examples that the best time to bring it is day eight, not just because you want sooner to be able to go into the mikdash and ikachim, but it sounds like that's the time. That's the time period that the mitzvah is b'yom shmidi. Right? There are other examples that there's a mitzvah to do something, the higher first choice and the second choice. Even a carbon shlamim, we have mentioned, that the Ramban points out in Parshat Tzav, that by shlamim we know you can eat it day, unlike kachi kachim, which you can only eat it day-night. But by shlamim it's day, but the language of the Torah in Parshat Tzav is vahanosar, and whatever is left over on day two, you can eat. The Ramban picks up on that word and says, you know what that teaches me? That you're supposed to try to eat it all on day one. It's not like I have a carbon shlamim. So you know what? I'll split it. I'll eat half today, half tomorrow. If it's possible to eat it all today, so that's lachadchila. That's lachadchila. And if not, then you can still eat it tomorrow. V'hanosar. But the Ramban says, even day one, by shlamim is a higher standard. The Sefer HaChinuch, if you remember, talks about nosar, that, you know, when we're excited about kavanas, we're not supposed to have leftovers, right? Whatever we hear, the Sefer HaChinuch says that, what's for supper? Leftovers? There's always a little face by most, children that hear, even though it's delicious and it's good and it's fine and it's just Shabbos food that is, you know, revisited, not that it's leftovers, but, you know, there's a little, it's not fresh, so we're not as excited about it. So the Sefer HaChinuch says that's the idea of Nosar too. The second that something is Nosar, so we want people to be excited about Karbanos and not have that negative feeling, and therefore, that's the Isser of Nosar. But Shlamim, which has a little more flexibility, no, this is still lachanchila to eat it the first day. Like here, the Rashi picks up on the Gemara, explaining the Mishnah that chayav achrayis, if it loses its optimum time, then you can still bring it. Uba achrayis niskehem, continuing. Karbanis yachin, not only is there chayav achrayis after their optimum time, you have a chiyuv to still bring it, and to bring their nisachim, v'achrayis niskehem. V'karbanis atzibur, no, the opposite, ein chayavim b'achrayusa v'lo b'achrayis niskehem. Meaning, what the time is gone, the time is gone. Right, achrayus. If I didn't bring the carbon tamid today, then I can't bring today's tamid tomorrow if I already lost the time. Or b'achrayus is kayim. Right, if the nisachim were not brought on time, then also I don't bring it. Aval chayavin b'achrayus is kayim. Mishikar v'asavach. Once the carbon was brought, if the carbon was brought today, then I have a chiyuv to bring the nisachim. Right, if I brought the carbon zevach bizmano, so then I can bring it even 10 days from now, as the Gemara is going to say. The achronim wonder exactly. Once this is true, then what's the difference between a yachid and a tzibur karbon? Once the karbon is brought, both by yachid and tzibur, you have a chiyuv to bring the nesachim. Before the karbon is brought, there's no chiyuv to bring the nesachim by itself. So, what exactly is the difference? A little tzarachian, exactly what the difference is. The idea of chayav achrayis, as we know by karbanas, comes up in a hava mina in Maseches Brachas. Avamin and Brachas. Remember the Gemara and Brachas in the beginning of the fourth parak discusses Zmanei Tfila for Shacharis, for Mincha v'Ma'ariv. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar. Min HaShacharis till Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda says till the fourth hour. Mincha is till the evening. Rabbi Yehuda says till Plaga Mincha. And Ma'ariv Ein LaKeva. So the Gemara there discusses what happens if somebody misses a Tfila. What happens? The concept of Tashlumin. Tovalo is Palo Mincha, Maushi is Palo Arvis Shtayim. Can you daven two Ma'arivs if somebody misses Mincha? Again, as long as it was a Shogig or an Ones and not a Mason. That's a separate issue about whether one would be allowed to make it up if one was Mason. But if Tipsalo Mar Tovalo is Palo Arvis, Miss Palo Shachar Shtayim, even if I want to say if I miss Ma'ariv, then I can daven two Shachris so that you know why? Mishum Dechad Yomu. That's the same halachic day. Dechsiv Ayer Ve'Yvoker Yom Echad. Aval hacha tfila b'makom karbon hi. But tfila is b'makom karbon. V'kiva da'avar yomo batar karbono. As our Gemara, our Mishnah says, by karbonos tzibur, avar yomo batar karbono, so then maybe tfila also. Tfila is like karbonos. O dilma, or no. Maybe even though there is a parallel between tefillah and karbanos, there's a little difference also. Given that tzlus arachmehi kolemis deboy masli vazli, since tefillah is asking for compassion and rachmanis, whenever a person wants to daven, they should be able to daven, and therefore it's not exactly the same as karbanos. By karbanos of our yomah, but the karbano mashaki when it comes to tefillah. So what's the answer? The answer is a little bit, meaning one tefillah. Right? If I miss Shachars, I can do it by Mincha, Mincha by Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv by Shachars. If I miss two, then you can't. You can't. We paskin. If somebody misses a few tefillos, so then they can only make it up the last one. And that's what the Gemara says, Tashma. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tavalos pala mincha bispala arvishtaim, the ein bazem mishum de avar yomo bata karbonam. We don't say avar yomo bata karbono in that case. There's another brisa that says, it's mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, and chisaron lo yuchali himanos. Rashi, the Gemara says, hachamai skinan shabitel b'mezid. By mezid, so then you have that limitation, but otherwise, one can make it up. So it's compared to karbonos, but not exactly fully compared to karbonos as well. The Gemara there does not link it to the machlokas later on in the parak about tefilas keneged avos tiknun and keneged tvidim tiknun. Maybe the Gemara could have said, if it's keneged karbonos, then it's limited, and you can't. If it's avos, there's more flexibility. The Gemara does not link it at this point to that distinction. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah, again, differences between Karbonus Yachid and Karbonus Tzibur, in terms of the flexibility of the Tashlumin. Last section of the Mishnah, Yesh b'Karbonus HaTzibur, Mashem b'Karbonus HaYachid, the opposite now. There's halacha that applies to a Karbon Tzibur, that does not apply to a Karbon Yachid. So Karbonus HaTzibur, Dochenes HaShabbos v'Satumah. Karbon Tzibur is Doche Shabbos, Karbon Tumid is brought on Shabbos, v'Satumah, and it is also doche tuma. But karbonas yachid in a doche loz jamas loz atuma. So first, what does it mean doche atuma? So there is a pirush mishnayis here. The pirush mishnayis says here in the Rambam one of the examples of we know tuma hucha betzibur. That's doche atuma. We know all the different types of tumas. The Rambam's lashon is v'hu shehayu rov hakohanim tameim. Most of the kohanim were tamei, harehi makrivin es hakarbonos betumah. Kamo shebi'arnu b'shvi'i mipsachim, like it says in Maseches Pesachim. That's interesting. We know that applies both when the tzibur is tamei. Rove of the kohanim, so the rishash is mayor here, the first rishash in the perek. Pirish harambam, v'harav artenura acharav, v'oshi rova kohanim tameim, v'lo yadati minayin lazeh. Where do you get this from? Ayin b'yuma, pluktas, Reb Nachman, Reb Shimon, Betuma Dechuya Ohotra, Vanaf Gemina Shevineya, Velo Niskar Sham Rov, Velo Ashkechan Rov, Ela Bikahal. The Kahal you have Rov, Velo Inyan Pesach, Vepsachim, Nitma Hakal, O Rubo, O Shehoyu Hakohanim Tmeim. It doesn't say Rov Kohanim. It says Rov Hakal, or Kohanim. Umidelo Ka'amar, O Ruban, Kita Ka'amar Bikahal, Mashma de Behemlo Tolia Dava Barov. Right, it's Mashna, the Kohanim is all. If you have some Kohanim to do it, let the Kohanim do it. Vidah, so the Rishash leaves the Rambam, Mitzorachim. What exactly does the Rambam mean? Vidah, the Mashma lead, the Babavodas, Psachim, Kol Mishmaros Shavos, Ubishili Sukkah, quotes, Bechulu, about, right, meaning is, what if the entire Mishmar that is there is Tameh? But all the Mishmaros are Shavos on Yantif. Right, and therefore, you wouldn't go by only one. Ubepirish Rambam, Beperek Zayin de Psachim, Mishnah, Bemishnah, Halachadal, Bom, Betumah, Kasav, Kishnitmu, Rov Hakonim, Vosef Gamkin, Oshinitma, Rov Hakal, Vizetabur Beyoser, Demali Tumas Kal, Bekarmen Sibur, Halogam Yachid Tame, Mishalei Karbon Osav. Okay, as he discusses this Rambam about Rov of the Kohanim. That is relating to Tumah. The halacha that the Mishnah quoted, that doches haShabbos v'esatuma, we know that even, the Gemara tells us, that even the hekter chalavim veivarim, right, even if the burning of the fat to the limbs, which could really be done overnight, so that also is doche. One doesn't have to wait. Just because you can do it after Shabbos, that's where the Gemara uses the lashon of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Beloved is the mitzvah in its proper time. You can do it in a secondary time. But if you can do it in the proper time, that's the best. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita by doing the burning, right? The first mishnah in Shas. Mitzvah sana shi'ala b'shacha. You can do it now, you can do it then. But you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. Rav Asher Weiss writes in Brachos, the four Yesodos, four principles in halacha that sometimes are used by Mefarshim interchangeably, but he thinks that each one has a specific type of example in Chazal. Right? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, like this one, e ma'avirin ala mitzvos, zrizin makdimin la mitzvos, mitzvah baliyot chal tachmisena. I think those are the four that he discusses, how each one is though different. Each one is not exactly the same, even though some use them interchangeably, but each one he thinks is a unique principle. Good. So the Mishnah says, Karbonos Tzibur are doche, Shabbos and Tumah, Karbon Yachid or not. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, wait a minute. I could think of Karbonos sivur, karbanas yachid that are docha also. Valo chavite kohen gadol, the chavitim, the minchas chavitim that the kohen gadol brings every single day. Every kohen brings it this karban on the first day that he does avoda. The kohen gadol brings it every single day. Upar shel yom kippurim and the par of Yom Kippur, says Rashi, parish parish shel Aaron, right, on his behalf, hayachid, karbanes hayachid, hayadochas of the Shabbat v'zatuma, right, they're docha. So what might be the issue? Maybe these aren't so yachid, right? Maybe the Kohen Gadol is not just a yachid. If the Kohen Gadol encapsulates within himself all of Klal Yisrael representing, so maybe it's not just a karban yachid in the normal sense. It's not a head yod here. Or the power of Yom Kippur. So that might be how the Rabbanan answer back. But Rabbi Meir says that, oh, their carbon is yachin and their docha. So Ella, rather, the chiluk is not between yachin and zibur. Even yachin can be docha. Ella, shizmano, kavua. It means, which carbonos are zmanam kavua, that is the chiluk that is the difference between Shabbos and Chol, meaning being docha. It's docha, Shabbos, and tuma, if it is zmano kavua, and not zmano kavua. If you look in the Rambam, Paskins seemingly like Rebbe Meir. If we look in the Rambam, Hilchos B.S. Mikdash, the Rambam says, Kol Karbanas HaTzibur, Kavua Zmanam. Kol Karbanas HaTzibur, they have a Zman Kavua Leficha, Kulon Dochras HaShabbat, says Tumas HaMeis. Right, that's the Rambam, that you go by Kavua Lahem Zman, and therefore they are Docha. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, right here in B.S. Mikdash, in Dalid Yud, he quotes this. He quotes the Ar Gemara, then he quotes Rashi, Zmanam Kavua Klomar, Einatam Tali, right, that's reading Ar Rashi here, Klomar, Einatam Tali, Ela Bekfias Zman, Osam Shem Zmanam Kavua, Shem Avar Zman, Ein Lam Tashlum, Mendochan and Shabbos Vatum, Avafilu Diyachid, it goes by the Zman Kavua, because She'ein Lam Zman Kavua, Einam Dochan Shabbos Vatum, Avafilu De Tzibur, even Tzibur, if their Zman is not Kavua, it's not Docha, Kigon, Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, Vesi'iri Avodes Kochavim. But the part of the Levashal Tzibur, all of Bezdin has to bring a carbon on their behalf, and Si'i Re'avodah Zara doesn't have specific times. Says the Kesef Mishnah now after quoting Rashi, U'mashva she'divrei haramba, divrei Rebbe Meir, heim dvarim amitiyim. They're dvarim amitiyim. And that's what the Rabbah paskins that way. V'chein kasev Rabbeinu b'feresh ha-mishnah, v'chein mashu b'gemara, perakot siulo in meseches yuma. V'chein perakama diyoma, ala zayin. V'im kein, yesh lo tamua al zeh, shekasev kan, kol karbonas hatzibur, kavua lahem zman. But what is the language? I'm not bothered by that. He passes like a remayor. But the Rambam says, all karbonas hatzibur are kavua lahem zman, and therefore they're docha Shabbos etumah. Not all karbonas hatzibur are kavua lahem zman. Right, just like Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah said, you have sub karbanos hayachid that have a kavua zman, like the power of Yom Kippur and the chavidei kohen gadol. Right, you have sub karbanos tzibur that don't have kavua zman. Shaharei one of Rashi's examples that he just quoted. Parallel davar shel tzibur, so you have one of zara, ein zman am kavua. So what does the Rambam mean by that lashon? The efshar dehachi ka'amar, says the Kesef Mishnah. Maybe what he means is kol karbanos hatzibur hakivuim. Right, not that they are all kavua, but the ones that are kavua, that's where it applies. That's where it applies, but again, it is a little tricky to fit that into the language of the Rambam, but that is the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Meir, and the Kesef Mishnah's comment on that. Good. The fact that Karbanos Tzibur are doche tuma, also a ha'ara, right, that obviously relates to the Hanukkah story, with a famous question of the Pnei Yeshua, of Rabbi Yosef Engel, of other Achronim. Why did we need the nace of the Pach Shemen to Mocha B'tzibur? And therefore, what do we even need the nace for? So many different answers given. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz also, Chaim Shmuel Levitz discusses that really, you're right, we didn't need the nace. But sometimes Hashem does a nace for someone or for Am Yisrael just to show them that He loves them, even though we didn't need it. Right, remember the Chazal by Shimshon, after David kills Shimshon falls forward. Not Shimshon. Goliath, I'm sorry. Goliath, right? Goliath falls forward. So Goliath falls forward. Why does he fall forward? Usually when you get hit in the forehead, you fall backwards. Why do you fall forward? So it didn't have to be Matriach. You have to be Matriach David. You have to be Matriach David. We need the nace for it. A little love. Show you a little love. Or the Archaim HaKadosh, I think, says by Avraham Avinu, the Medrash says that when Hashem showed Avraham Eretz Yisrael, Yom HaVakim, in support of Enigma, he didn't make Avraham turn around. How do you see all the directions? So he swiveled the world in front of Avraham. So Avraham could see it without having to turn his head. So the Archaim HaKadosh, I think, asks, what do you have to do that for? a little extra nes to show the beloved nature of the relationship. And finally, Chanukah. Why we didn't need it? So Achronim say it's to show the beloved status of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's one answer. But another answer given by Yosef Engel is that maybe Tumah Hutra B'tzibur only applies at the beginning. Once there has been a beginning. Beginnings are crucial. Beginnings have to be pure. When you're in the daily avodah of the Mikdash and then you have Tumah, then you say Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Duchuyi B'tzibur. But when you're starting again, when you're having a Chanukah, so then maybe we wouldn't say that. We would say it's got to be perfect, it's got to be pure. You can't say too much. You can't rely on a b'di'evid when you're first starting, right? You have to be perfect and pure when you're starting, and then once things get underway, so then it is possible to rely on too much of a b'di'evid. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Karban Yachid Ose Tzmura V'chulu V'chlalu. Is it true that every Karban Yachid can create a Tzmura? Didn't we just learn in yesterday's daf? All right, Ofos to Karban Yachid Vein Ose Tzmura. Birds. There's no bird tzibur, so ofos are karban yachid, and they don't create tzimura, kiktani, bebehema ktani. We're talking about behema. So within the world of behema, vari vlad, the karban yachid, uvenos a tzimura, also yesterday's daf, a vlad is a karban yachid and can't create tzimura, ein vlados a tzimura, hamani rabbi hudahi, tamar vlados a tzimura. Rabbi Yehuda says a vlad is osa tzimura. Vari tzimura atzma, to karban yachid, who tzimura itself. The ain't tmura osa tmura, right? If somebody is maimer on one animal, that second animal, the new tmura animal, cannot create. Can the original one make another tmura that we discussed? Even within Rabbi Shimon Shita, who says, has to be one to one, maybe, machlokas amoraim, within Rabbi Shimon Shita, about whether that could create, but the tmura animal, for sure, cannot create another tmura. So that's a carbon yachid, and it cannot create a tmura. Answer, kiktani be'ikr zivchaktani. We're talking about within original karbanos, within original hektish. So those karbanos yachid can create tzmura. And once we give this answer, hasha da asas lachi afilu temer abanan bigger zifchaktani. So then you don't have to see the mishnah's limited to Rabbi Yehuda Shita about vlados et tzmura. We're talking about karbanos that were hukdash directly. So that's not including vlad, not including tzmura. So all karbanos, animals that were hukdash directly, can create tzmura. Good. Karban is a yachid, no heges, bein bezachar, bein menekevis. Karban is yachid, male and female. So, the Gemara now assumes that this means that there is a karban yachid that can be, or all karban is yachid can be both. Karban is yachid are knowing by both, male and females. Really? All karban is yachid can be both? V'klalahu v'areola. What about a karban ola? The karban yachid, v'zachar asya dekeva lo asya. Right, an ola has to be a zachar. So what does the Mishnah mean that all karban is yachid? The Gemara assumes it means all carbon is yachid are males or females. Ha'ika ola sa'of. No, yeah, carbon ola can be both. Cause carbon ola are zachars, but if it's an oaf, ola sa'of can be in a keva. The Tanya, as we learned in a brisa, Thomas v'zachars, bebehema, v'thomas v'zachars, be'ofos. What possibles an oaf? Only if it is a tam, if it's missing a limb, a mechus or aver. But other mumin do not. So, being in a keva is not going to be a problem by a bird. So by an olas ha'of, even by a nekeva, and that's what the Mishnah means. So of can be both. Vare chatas, to karban yachid, even a keva asya, zachar lo asya. What about chatas? Chatas is the opposite. Chatas can only be in a keva. Ha'ika seir nasi, to maisi zachar. No, the seir of a nasi, parshas vayikra, has to be a male. Vayika asham yachid to zachar asi to keva lo asi. What about an asham? Asham is only a zachar, a keves or an ayil, not a kivsa. So kikamir abanan. So change our understanding of the Mishnah because we're stuck by asham because asham never gets in a keva. So kikamir abanan karba deshavi bein de yachid bein de tzibur. The Mishnah is talking about cases where you can have a karban that exists by yachid and tzibur. That's the kaddish of the Mishnah. Like karbanas that are throughout. Asham b'yachid isa, but it's tzibur lesa. There is no asham tzibur. And therefore, there could be a ola tzibur, there could be a chata tzibur, there could be a shalmei tzibur. There can't be an ola asham tzibur, and therefore that's not included in the Mishnah. So don't ask me about that, number one. Or number two, v'ibayaseima kiktani kol karbanos yesh b'karbanos ktani. Doesn't mean All carbon yachids have this, and all carbon zebras have this. It means there are some carbonous yachid that could be both. Yesh b'carbonus k'tani, umayniyu shlamim, right? Shlamim v'iboy nekeva ma'isi, v'iboy zachar ma'isi. Shlamim could be a zachar or a nekeva. Shalmei tzibur, like we said up above, has to be a zachar. Has to be a zachar, as Rashi says, the shnei kvasim b'nei shana l'zevach shlamim, zivchi shalmei tzibur, kivsei atzeres. As we discussed that, the relationship, meseches benachas, between the carbon and the loaves, the shnei halachem, the special status that these shlamim are, they're the only kachi kachim in the world of shlamim. Good. Next, carbonas yachid, chayavin bachrayusan v'chulu. Carbon yachid, chay bachrayus, meaning, as we explained in the Mishnah, if there is a specific time that after that time runs out, so still I have a chiyuv to bring these karbanas. Minani mili, the tana rabbanan dvar yom biyomo, milamed shekol hayom kashal musafin. Right, dvar yom biyomo. Every what do we darshin from that phrase? Dvar yom biyomo. Rashi quotes the drasha that is not beferish in the text of the Gemara. Well, that teaches me that every day, whole day, is kosher for the carbon musaf. Dvar yom biyomo b'musvei amoadim mishtoi b'parshas Sharo Chesed. Interesting, Rashi says Sharo Chesed. That's exactly where we start our Yadav Leni. Really, it starts Vayadaber. Sharo Chesed is not the, this doesn't start talking about the carbonus of the Moadim. That's what Rashi calls it. Sharo Chesed, because that's what it's called by the list of Kriyas HaTorah. Tachsev Eilam Moadim Hashem Mikrai Kodesh, Lakrivi Shev, Ve'ezeo Isha Shemakrivin B'moad Yoser Mishara Yamim. Havyomer Musafin, right, so the Pazik is talking about the Musaf, the whole day is Kashal Musafin. As long as, just to add in, Rashi as in, say the Hashlama. The whole day, but it's gotta be between the two poles of the Karbatamid. The Karbatamid is first, the Karbatamid is last, but between that, all day. As Rashi says, Ubavad she yikdemu musafin letamid shall bain her arbayim. Damar aleh hashleim kol hakarbonos kulan. So, Dvar yom biyomo, you can bring the carbon musaf all day, kosher le musafin. What do you need a separate pasuk for this? For carbon musaf, that you can bring the musaf all day, why would I have thought otherwise? What is this excluding? So if you look in the Briska Rav here again, notes that maybe the Havamina would be, is that this is a yantif carbon. This is a yantif carbon. Maybe I would have thought the night before. V'kasha, lamalan krolazem, hecha tesi shi pasel. Why would I think it's pasul the whole day? Vine lechara nira de hakra lo asi ela de belaila lo kasher. Maybe it's saying the whole day, but not the night. Aval kasha, but that also we know from the pasuk of biyom savoso. Biyom savoso teaches me all avod is always by day. Amnam tsarech biur imhu de pasul belaila im zeo mishum sha'adayin lo haviz mancha musafin milvad psolaila. The night before, we know from Yom Savoso, you can't do it at night because you can't do avoda at night. But is it also mechusar zman? Mechusar zman of the night before. And it could be a nafkamina, right? Whether in ala tered, if it's mechusar zman or it's just laila. If it's sarachinim, yeah, it's a nafkamina, bein shnei, hata amim. So that's what others discuss. But that's the Briska Rav here. Why do we need a special pasuk by the carbon musaf? So malabish called the kashal musafin. Bi yomo milamech imavar ayom below hevion enochay bachriyusan. You have to bring it on the day of bi yomo. If you weren't able to bring it that day, so then you're not chayav bachrayus, meaning the carbon musaf is done. You need to bring it on Shabbos. You can't bring it on Sunday. Yachalo yechayav bachrayus niskehem. You might think the same rule applies to the nisachim of the carbonos. The afal pisha karav hazevach. If you brought the carbon, you might think, if you didn't bring the nesachim that day, pater, tamalomer, min chasam neskehem balayla, min chasam neskehem lomachar. Even the next day, even a week later, I have to bring the nesachim as long as the carbon was brought in its proper time. Reish lachash amar mehalcha, Reish lachash has a different makar to teach me this. Milvad shapsos Hashem, the pasuk at the end of the Moadim section, besides all the karbanas of Shabbos, Milvad Shapsos Hashem, you have to bring all of these karbanas. And again, Rashi quotes, what exactly is the drasha? Milvad Shapsos Hashem, Tahachi Ksiv, Zevach Urasachem Daryom Biyomo, every karban is brought in its proper day, besides the karbanas of Shabbos. Milvad Shapsos Hashem, Umishum Tadarshinan Smuchim, Dvaryom Biyomo, so because we darshin Smuchim, we darshin the following. Darshina Dvar Yom Biyomo Karev Nisachim, every day, every carbon that's brought, Milvado Sanchal Shabbosos, Dim Yantif Achar Shabbos, Who hakrev nesachav im karbonosav. If yantif is on Sunday, you could bring the nesachim with the karbonos. Vakrev nesachim sheshachachta esmol veloik rafta. Today yantif Sunday, you could bring today's nesachim with his karbonos and yesterday's nesachim. That's what we darshan from the pasuk of Shabbos next to yantif. If you need to, you could bring the Shabbos after the Shabbos. Items on Yantif that can't be done by the Shabbos Karbanos, that's Avar Yom Bata Karbano. So he's talking about the Nesachim of Shabbos can be brought on Yantif. So two different sources that you as that we have that the Nesachim can be brought even later. Right? Nesachim min Chazav Neskeyem or Mevashav Sos Hashem. Bitzricha, we need both. What do we need two Makaros for to teach me that they can be brought afterwards, if you only had the second one, I would have thought that it could only be brought by day. Afterwards. Even balayla, a day later, or two. I would have thought maybe only the following night is the additional a time. Because as we know, in the world of Karbanos, the night follows the day. Day-night. Right? In the world of Karbanos. Srichi, that is why we need both sources to teach me both at night and even on the not only the following night, but even a few days later. Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah points out, and the Magisha points out, maybe this is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, the Mishnah Melech, that lechatchila the Nesachim should be brought with the Zevach to be able to do the Shira, the song along, because you sing along with the Nesachim. So Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Laman Amabez, towards the bottom of that big Tosfos says, here, let me find the line. He quotes our Gemara. Quotes our Gemara. Unusual for Tosfos to say Venirali. Venirali. That's the Lachadchila. Because if you bring it out, you can't say Shira, because I read a parak sheni to Arachin. What we had in Arachin, mach kapara bayob, af shira bayob. Ulamachar nami im mevia, mi bayilan hasab. If you bring it a different day, it's also nibaya im tunin shira. The bayilan, nisachan avon bifne atzman, klomar, shavi karpet sivar hayom, when nisachan lamachar, tunin shira, and intunin shira, velo ifshot. And it wasn't answered. And therefore, says Tosfos, it's best to bring it with the carbon. And therefore, even if you want to say, Tosfos says, that you answer that Bon Bifte Atzman would be able to say Shira, but it's better to say it along with Achila and Shasiya, that is when the carbon is brought. So that's just the Lachachila that Tosfos mentions. The Turi Evan says there, Chaviva Mitzvah Peshaita. Right, like we mentioned earlier about the burning of the chalavim vevarim, you also have that principle of chavivus b'shaita by the nesachim as well. Good, that's why you have two makaras. Why is it interesting? By kachim alay laholach achra yom, but generally that's not true. Generally, the night precedes the day. Vayera v'yivoker, like we had earlier. Chassam Sofer writes in one place. Why is it that I think it's Chassam Sofer? Why is it that Am Yisrael believes that Halayla Holech Achar the night and then the day Yom Holech Achar Halayla, while Umos HaOlam other nations believe in the opposite? Right, the day starts in the morning, and then the following night is connected to the day. So I think he said the difference is: what do you focus on, Gashmius? Do you focus on Ruchnius? Right, if you focus on Gashmius in the world, so then younger is stronger, we're robust, we're in shape, and as we get old, you know, our body starts creaking more and it's less and less. That's reflected by day and then night. Day symbolizes strength and health and robustness, and then it gets to the night and we get weaker over time. But when it comes to Ruchnius, it's the opposite. We start out without knowing anything. We start out, you know, trying to learn and needing to learn and empty vacuum in the mind that we have to learn. We start off as night. And then as we get older, and the zakenim, as the Mishnah says, at the end of a kinim, I think, right? Tamid chachamim kol zman shemaskinim, as long as they get old, daitan miyushevas alehen, right? And that's symbolized by night and then day, right? That's the symbol of day and night, or night and then day. Okay. Let's continue. So we brought the two mikaros to teach me when exactly the nesachim can be brought. The nesachim, says the Gemara now. Okay, there's more there. We could talk about the aseid hashlama. We'll see at the end. There's more time to talk about that and mincha gedola, mincha katana. We'll see. Unesachim mikarvi balayla. Can nesachim be brought at night? Vatanan or vahatanya eli el dvarim shadarkan likarvi balayla. Kigon evarim uvdarim shemakriven mivo hashemesh umisachlin vahochlin kol halayla kulo. So I understand that could be brought. That's at night. Dvarim shadarkan likarvi bayom. Kigon akomis valavodo minchas nesachim shemalon mivo hashemesh. Right, the brisa, which is parenthetically, we said mivo hashemesh salkadaitoch. Hamay tvarim shadarkan likarvi bayom nenu. Mivo hashemesh means after the sun went down. Ela imbo hashemesh. Shemis, okay, back to the brisa. Shemis achlan v'ocha galay leminayin. Had yot habalomar zos torah sa'ola riba. That includes, but what do you see from there? Ketani b'yon nesachim bayom. You see nesachim have to be bayom. So, how could we say that it's even balayla? That pasuk, by the way, is talking about the mokta al mizbeach. Anything that is brought on the mizbeach, you put on the mizbeach. So that was the context of this brisa that we really came in the middle. But you see from the brisa that the nesachim are bayom, amar marcham alokasha, kanli kadesh, kanli kariv. They could be niskadesh. They could be put into a klisharis at night. They get kedusha, and they're not yotzei lechulin, but they're not hukrav except by day. Amalei Rava, that doesn't work. In mikdash kachi kruvi mikrivi, right? If they're can be sanctified in the kli, they should be able to be brought also and poured on the mizbeach. Vatanya zeaklal kol akorei bayom in kadosh ala bayom kol akorei balayla kadosh balayla bein bayom bein balayla kadosh bayom bein bayom bein balayla. So if there could be niskadish balayla, she could be nikra balayla. Elam Rav Yosef, okay, sami minchas nesachim yamasisa. Take minchas nesachim out because they could be done at night. So take that out of the brisa that says that they could must be done with the other items that are nikra bayom. Good. Kisal Rav Dimi Ashkel Rav Yirmiyah the Yosef Akamar Rav Shmedi Rav Shua Ben Levi. When Rav Dimi went up to Eretz Yisrael, he found Rav Yirmiyah saying the following: Minayin l'nesachim abayim emazevach sheikriv emel abayom. How do the nesachim with the zevach need by day? Tavalomar ulaniskechem ulashalmechem. Mashlamim bayom af nesachim bayom. Question marks. You see, he has the following drasha or the drasha that we just said to teach me it's only by day. Amar, so the answer is, question about the Girsos here, I ashkechei ksiv igrisa, right, if I could find, or I ashkechei inshi, Rashi adds in, if I found somebody, I would send a letter to Rav Yosef in Bavel. I ashkechei de ksiv igrisa, or ksiv igrisa, shalchele Rav Yosef, I would send Rav Yosef a letter in Bavel. Velotismi minchas asachem asisan, and I wouldn't have to do erase, as we just did, that minchas asachem from that brisa. I could come up with an answer. Velokasha, kamben asachem abon, im hazevach, kamben asachem abon, mifnei atzman. This last statement was im hazevach, so maybe that's what the brisa means. The asachem that are brought with the zevach, so that has to be bayom. The ones that are brought mifnei atzman, that wasn't niskadesh with the shkita of the zevach, so then that can be brought by Laila, and they don't have to delete or take out a phrase from that brisa. Thus says the Gemara, because we use this lashon of, if I would have written him a letter, so all of a sudden we have the following Shas topic brought into the Gemara here. Tucked away in Tamura Daf Yudalit. V'i havi le'igris ha-miyafra le'mishlacheva, Amar Rabbi Abba, Breder of Chia Bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. You already see that they named after earlier family members in the days of old, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kosvi alachas kesori fatorah. If you write down Torah, you're like burning Torah. Why? Rashi has 2 days. Because there are halachas, limitation of halachas. If there's a fire on Shabbos, what are you allowed to save? So it could be that you are causing Torah to be burned. Number two, or maybe it's symbolically. You're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbal Peh. Lishdach Rida, Rashi says, Aser l'shachos on ksuvim, the Torah Shabbal Pehu. You know how to write that Torah Shabbal Pehu. V'halomei mehem eino notel schar. If you learn from them, it's like mitzvah babavera. Question marks. How would he write down Torah Shabbal Pehu? Or continuing, Darash Rav Yehuda bar Nachmani Mitzurgamini Dereish Vakish, Kosev Echad Omer, Kosev Ksov Lecha, Esad Devar Ma'ela, the Pasik, right, this Gemara also appears in Gittin, Daf Samach, you write down these things. Ksov Echad Omer, Kiel Pia Devar Ma'ela, right, by the mouth, you have to say it, Lomar Lecha, there are two parts of Torah, right, both given at Har Sinai, but there are two different categories. Devar Shabbal Pehu, Yatar Rashar Lomar Vechsav, Veshev Vechsav, Yatar Rashar Lomar Al Pehu, you can't mix and match. V'tana Devar B'Yishmael, Ksov Lecha, Es hadvarim ha'ela, ela atakosev, aval ein atakosev alachas. So all of these drushes, you know, I'm gonna write down Torah Shabbal Pehu. So what was he saying? How was he saying, I would write a letter? So Amri, Dilma, Milsachadas Ashaini. Maybe something new is different. You don't want it to be forgotten. So Milsachadasa, Rashi, Chadasha, Shalohaya Yodin, Latari Tabraisas. You need to know how to interpret the brises. You have these two brises that contradict each other, right? So you have to know, and therefore it can be done because you need to know this. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Ma'ayne b'sifra da Agadata b'Shabsa. They used to darshin and be Ma'ayne in the Agadata on Shabbos. Right? Shabbos was maybe more for Agadata during the week was for Halacha. V'darshi achi eis lasos l'Hashem efeiru Torah secha. As we know, based on the pasuk of Tehillim, Amri mutav te'akar. Os acha shabbat Torah v'al teshakeh Torah miYisrael, right? Better to uproot one little din. It's not a little din, but one din, and not to forget Torah. And that is why we know the famous law of being able to write down Torah Shabbal Peh. But it starts off with, it might be forgotten. The Reb Chaim Yivalazhin is quoted, the Briska Rav quotes Reb Chaim Yivalazhin in Parshas Vayeschanan, in his commentary ala Torah, in the Griz ala Torah, where he says there, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that talks about if somebody forgets something from their Mishnah, Chayav Mischayav Benafsho, very charif, that you're Chayav Mis if you forget something. So the Briska Rav says maybe that was only at the time, in the name of Reb Chaim Yivalazhin, only at the time when they didn't write down Torah yet. And therefore, if you forgot it, it was gone forever. Bismanazeh, if I forget something from my learning, it's written down. Maybe if I come up with a new chiddush, I have to write it down. Nobody ever said before. Most things were said before. But that's the Rav Chaim Yivalazhin's ha'ara. But there's much to talk about in this sugya. Let's just focus a little bit on what the Rishon discussed here. Tosfos here. This sugya is not learnable unless we know this Tosfos. Tosfos discusses, you're not allowed to write down Torah Dvarim Shebichsav, the other way. The Dvarim Shebichsav, you can't say Balpeh. Balpeh means not written down in a cloth. If I have something written down in a siddur, if I have print, that's called Balpeh. So ask Tosfos, how can we have siddurim? Right? How can we have Mizmorim? We say the Halalukas. We say the Halalukas every morning, Pesukei Dezimra. That's Balpeh. We don't have a cloth. Right? So how are we allowed to do that? So Tosfos has two answers. Number one, maybe only Torah. Nevi'im Ksuvim are not a problem. Only Torah is a problem. But then, he asked, what about Az Yashir? What about Kriyishma? We say that also without a cloth. Tosus comes up with his Yisod. V'yesh lomar de lahakmet ela bedavar shemotzi acherim yidei chobasan. The only problem is when you try to be motzi others. If you're trying to be motzi others, so then it has to be written down. If I'm trying to just say it myself, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. And that is a very halacha lamaisa. There are other answers given in the Mefarshim, maybe things that everybody knows by heart already and knows us so well. So then we're not makpid, about it. That's shogur b'fi kol. Rabbi Yonah says in Brachos, maybe there's no problem by parts of Tanakh that we have an obligation to say. Right? Then it's not a problem. Kriyashma, and this is the Rabbi Yonah in Brachos, Karbanos. Karbanos, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. We have a chiyuv to say Karbanos, and that's why it was able to be written down. A summary of all of these halachas is in Simen Memtes and Arach Chayim. There's a whole Simen in Shulchan Aruch. A whole Simen in Shulchan Aruch on this. Simen Memtes, Ein Omrin Al Peh Dvarim Shebichsav. That's the title of the Simen. Says the tour. Umashakor in Parsha Satamid Al Peh, Vechein Psukei Dezimra. Parsha Satamid Psukei Dezimra. Avagav Dekaimelon, Dvarim Shebichsav Yeter Shel Omrin Al Peh. What do you say? How do you write it down? Kasav Dodi, Harav Rebbe Chaim, my uncle said, Kol Davar Sherogo V'Shogar B'Fi Kol, Ein Bo Mishon Dvar Shebichsav Yeter Shel Omrin Al Peh. That's answer one. V'Adoni Avi Arash, he quotes the Rosh, the Tosfos of Rosh at Yuma Samaches, if you don't say it, except to be Motzi Acherim Yidei Chobasan. Aval Kol Echad La'atzmo, everybody can say it themselves, therefore only where you're trying to be Motzi others. To daven myself, that's it. But let's say I want to be Motzi someone else, so then maybe if I don't have a cloth, I have to say it. So by haftorah, some shuls have the minhag for everybody to say it themselves, right? Because that you can't be yotzei. That's a chovas hatzibur, not a chovas hayachid. But again, that's where it might come up. But either way, this is the big discussion in Siman Mem Tes, how are we allowed to do this. There's a lot more about Torah Shebachsav, Torah Shebalpeh, right? The Beis Halevi and the Drushes and Droshi Zion, right? And has a beautiful discussion of Bechsav Balpeh, Bnei Yisrael, the difference between Luchos Rishonos and Luchos Shnios. Luchos Rishonos, Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebalpeh was all supposed to be written. It was supposed to be one. Only once there was Torah Luchos Shnios, then things changed. Then things change, and then there was Torah Shebachsav, Torah Shebalpeh, and he writes beautifully there, based on Raya's, that B'nai Yisrael, we became the ksav, the cloth of Torah Shebalpeh. And Hashem did that so he can never get rid of us. That's the Beis Halevi there in one of the drushes in Drosh Judzai. But again, a big topic, obviously, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, he was able to write it down. The Rambam, look at the Rambam in the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, where he discusses why and how Rebbe was allowed to write it down, based on Eis Lasos Lashem, Hefeir Torah Secha, the Rambam writes, in his, again, not the major introduction to Pirsha Mishnah, but the four-page one, in Akdama to Mishnah Torah, where he talks about what Rebbe did, Chiber Mehakol Sefer HaMishnah, and he saw that everything was going to be forgotten. Kedishol Tishtakech Torah Shabbat Peh Mi Yisrael. V'lama Asa Rabbeinu HaKadosh V'lo Hiniach HaDabar. I'll just read it. L'visha Rosh Al Tamidim Ismatim Ahochim Batzares Mischachos Ubos Umamleches Harisha Poshetes Pa'olam Umiskaberes V'Yisrael Misgalgalam Ahochim L'Ksavos Chibur Echad Lios Biat Kulam Kedesh Yilmadu B'mheira V'lo Yishkach V'yeshev Kol Yamav Hu Beisidah V'lama V'limin HaMishnah V'Rabim. And then he lists off many of the rabbis. Okay, Amar Papa, Hashad Amar Nisachim, getting back to our issue. Hashad Amar Nisachim, Abar Bifnei Atzman, Kraven Afila Balayla. Now that we said you can do Nisachim even at night, as long as it's not done with the carbon, is Damar Nisachim Balayla, Makdish Balayla, Makriven. If you only get the Nisachim at night, you can be Makdish them, and be Makriven them at night. Amalei Rav Yosef Reder of Shamila Rav Papa Tani the Masalei Elocha. The Brisa supports you. Zeaklal Kolakari Bayom and Kadosh El Bayom Kolakari Balayla Kadosh Balayla. Right, and therefore it could be Niskadish Balayla, so it could be done at night. Amar Avada Bar Ava Falosa Shachar Poselas Ben Keivarin. But if I was Makdish the Nisachim at night, I have to be pour them at night because the morning it would be Nifsal Balina. It would be Nifsal Balina, and that is the Gemara. Yes, Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi says that when he came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur B'Shem Ben Yotzadak, Elu Tazal Hashem B'Vodechem, Elu, we're going to darshan the pasuk that we mentioned earlier, we're going to finish darshaning it. Elu Tazal Hashem B'Vodechem, Elu Chovas Abos Chova B'Regel. It's talking about the Chovas HaRegel. Rashi says, Olas Re'iya, the Chagiga, Levad, Mididrechem Nidvosechem, we made al Nadarma Nadavas Shekrevim Achol Shamoin. Nadarma Nadavas could be Hukrav Archalamoin. Right, what's the Havamin? Otherwise, the Shimon Gebetz says maybe not on Yantif. What Ola is being referred to there? Iba Olas Neder, Harik Faramur Nidrechem. Viba Olas Adava, Harik Faramur Viditvosechem. In a Madaber, Ela Ba Olas, Yoledes, Olas Mitzora. So those can be brought. Ula bin Choseichem, Makas Madaber. What type of mincha? Iba Minchas Neder, Harik Faramur. Iba Minchas Adava, Harik Faramur. In a Madaber, Ela, Biminchas, we'll change the girsa. Chote, Uba Minchas Kinos. Because Sota Kinos are the same thing. So these two are not Nidava or Neder, the Mincha of a Chote, if read at Ola Vyored, or Minchas Kinos Sota. Ula Niskechem, Ula Shalmechem. What does that phrase mean? Makish Nisachim, Lishlamim. Mashlamim Bayom Af Nisachim Bayom. That's the part of the Brice that we quoted earlier, which we now quoted in full. Ula Shalmechem, Lerabo Shalme Nazir. All of these, can be brought even on Chalamoy. Amale Abaya, Volema Mar Shalme Pesach. Why do you say Shalmei Nazir? Why don't you say Shalmei Pesach, meaning the Chagigas Yudalad, Rashi says, the Chagiga that goes with the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Shalmei the Nazir, if it's Shalmei Nazir, Nidav Nidavu. Isn't that called a Neder and a Dava? Shalmei Nazir, Tahatanya, Zeakla, Koshi Nidav Nidav, Karban Bamas Yachid. Veda Nidav Nidav, in a Karban Bamas Yachid. A Neder and a Dava can be brought on a private Bama at a times when those were mutter. Vitnan, Hamanachas Vanaziris, Kreb, Bamas Yachid, Devir Bimeir. So Shalmei Yachid is an example of a Neder and a Dava. So why would that be a separate drasha in this brisa? It would be included. So Gemara says, okay, Sami Mikan Naziris. Take out Naziris from the last brisa, because Shalmei Nazir are not Bab and Nedra with a Dava. Says the Gemara, really? Remember, neder nazir is a little tricky because I accept to be a nazir, but then I'm obligated to bring the karbanos. So is it neder nadavar or not? So that's discussed, but that's what's discussed here. So the Gemara says, is there anyone who holds nazir is not neder nadavar? But don't we know, v'haksiv, don't we know from Avshalom, again, we don't have time to finish this, so let's just read the beginning. V'aksiv, mikes ebar amshana, after 40 years, Avshalom says to his father, v'yomar Avshalom al ha-melech, el chanov Hashem is a derayish, v'nadarti l'Hashem b'chevron, I'm going to Chevron to fulfill my neder. Ki neder, nadar neder avdecha, v'gomer. So what does that mean? Which neder? Wasn't he a nazir, my lav, a karbon? He's referring to the karbon, and he's saying, calling that a neder, an adava, lo, a ikir nidro ka'amar. It's referring to the ikir neder. Right, I want to go fulfill my neder, but not dafka calling the karbanas neder. Right, the whole thing might have been a trick that he wanted to just go there and be moreed against his father, and that's why his father's malchus started in Chevron, so he went to Chevron. But either way, this is part of the discussion that we're still in the middle of whether nazir is neder and nedava. Okay, we have to stop here. Beshem, I think the next stuff will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up after that. Okay, we'll stop here.